My guest at this time is Pete Dougherty. He's the Associate Director and Senior Policy Advisor for the Veteran Homeless Initiative Office in the Department of Veterans Affairs. And we want to get his thoughts on the scope of this problem, as well as some of the strategies designed to combat homelessness of our returning veterans. And Pete, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. The issue of homelessness among veterans is a serious problem, but the Department of Veterans Affairs, in conjunction with a multitude of others, has a serious and we believe a creative solution to ending and eliminating homelessness among America's service members.
Well, let's first of all lay out the extent of the problem. How many homeless vets do we have right now?
Based on the last information that we have that the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Housing and Urban Development do through a collection process across the country, on any given night there's between 75 and 76,000 homeless veterans. Now, that's not just people who are living out on the street. Those are people who may be in emergency shelters. They may be in transitional housing. They may even be in a domiciliary or some health care program for VA, but they're not living in their own place. They're not living independently, and that's what we're trying to do, is to get them back into independent living.
What's the general breakdown of why these folks are homeless? How much of it is simply an economic reason? How much of it is perhaps mental health issues after returning from combat? How do you disassemble this?
Well, about 70% of the veterans that we've seen, and we see about 150,000 veterans who we believe are homeless in health care services over the course of the year. So we see the vast majority. About 70% have a substance use problem, and about 40% have a diagnosable mental illness. What that relates to in many cases is many have readjustment problems coming back. Some may have post-traumatic stress disorder and other conditions. They are, in many cases, untreated. Veterans don't come in and seek services early on, and what happens is their condition gets worse, and sometimes substance use becomes a mask to hide the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder, for example.
All right, let's talk more about your program now. You sound quite confident that you've put together a program here that will make a major difference. What's the premise?
Well, what the premise is that we're not, as we have never started trying to do this, we're not trying to do it ourselves. What we are trying to do is take a very, very robust healthcare system that is ready, willing, and able to take the healthcare needs of these veterans and get them the care and treatment that they need, as well as to, with our work with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, to get those who need permanent housing into permanent housing. But significantly now we're working on the prevention piece, relatively new for us. It just started in the last few months, and that is really an effort that would get veterans who are coming into homelessness or have just slipped into homelessness to get them back on their feet, keep them in their housing, keep them employed, keep them connected to their family so they don't go on and live sort of the horrible existence that so many have had. The way we're approaching this now is we're starting this week, kicking off in 28 different cities in urban areas and in rural areas, an outreach effort not only to the veterans who have been homeless, but more importantly, to the general community, friends, families, first responders, police, fire, ambulance kinds of folks, because many times these people will come across a veteran who is having difficulty and recognize that there's a difficulty and give them a way to help that veteran get to the health care services and the other services that they need.
We're talking with Pete Dougherty of the Veteran Homeless Initiative Office at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And Pete, you mentioned a lot of the problems stem from substance abuse and mental health issues. How do you make sure that they stay in some of these programs that will help them kick the habit or come back from post-traumatic stress disorder as much as possible? Is that where the families come in? How do you basically keep them on the straight and narrow?
Right. Well, we try to keep the family and the family connection, if it's there, tied right into it, particularly on the prevention piece. The prevention piece can be both for the veteran and the family members. Sometimes it's difficulty in child rearing that makes it difficult. It's employment problems that make it difficult. You know, the great part about this, Greg, is we have these are men and women who have served their country honorably. These are men and women who have gotten up every morning, gone to work, done incredibly difficult assignments. Call in sick because they have a little sore throat or a headache, as many of us in civilian life do. And they do the incredible work that this country asks them to do day in and day out. These are not people who want to sort of live a life without meaning and purpose. And that's why getting them stably housed, getting them the treatment that they need, and if they're capable and able, getting them back into gainful employment is all tied into one comprehensive effort.
I think folks who are aware of homeless vets for whatever reason are happy to see that steps are being taken to combat it. But in terms of why there's kind of a public relations effort, the fact that you're letting me know about this and our listeners know about it, how does the public understanding of this help your effort?
Well, what happens is many of these veterans don't recognize that maybe these services are available. And so this is to sort of bring it to the general public. You know, sometimes these veterans, because of substance use, they're drinking, you know, they get into a fight. They may show up in a hospital in your community. The police may be called to a scene where there's some disturbance going on. And we're trying to stop it from just being sort of an arrest, an emergency room visit, and then back out on the street again, and trying to take those folks who are seeing some of these veterans and get them connected. But even more importantly, what we're trying to do is to take the families and friends of these veterans and let them know there really are programs and services that, that VA and others can help to get these veterans back into the mainstream of society. And that's really what the Department of Veterans Affairs has always been here to do, and that's to help a service member, when they become a veteran, rejoin the mainstream of American society.
Real quick, Pete, where can folks learn more about this program?
Well, they can go to the VA website at www.va.gov/homeless, and we have an 877 number, a toll-free number that is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that has both staff that can answer administrative questions about where can I go and get help and services, and we also have clinical staff that answer that phone as well. So if you have a veteran in crisis or a family member in crisis about a veteran, we have trained staff who can work with them. That number is 1-877-424-3838. Again, it's 1-877-424-3838, and what we're asking America to do is, these veterans answered our call, we're asking them to make the call on behalf of those veterans.
Once again, the number 877-424-3838, or online at va.gov/homeless. Pete, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Pete Dougherty is the Associate Director and Senior Policy Advisor for the Veteran Homeless Initiative Office in the Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.